proclamation number 8537 dated the June 22, 1963. God sent his son to earth. Single quote. Time and again it is explained to you that Jesus' soul came from the world of light to earth in order to embody itself in the man Jesus for the sake of a mission which required a pure soul. For God himself wanted to take abode in this soul, and he was only able to do that in a pure soul without sin. He sent his son to earth. Can there be a clearer word to confirm this? It was a non-fallen soul, as opposed to the human souls which have to take the long process of development through the creations and start the human embodiment in a very imperfect state. But that does not rule out that Jesus' soul had to struggle and fight incredibly hard against everything unspiritual which besieged it from outside. For his body was immature matter and, due to the adversary's influence, the soul was badly besieged by these unredeemed substances. All earthly passions clung to the body and its instincts, which still adhered to the body as part of the very immature substances, demanded gratification. Jesus' soul came to earth in a completely pure state. Yet untold immature beings clung to it which the soul was not permitted to shake off. Instead, it needed to pacify and mature them. Jesus, the man, was also inundated by external immature substances. His environment so affected his soul that it had to endure the same inner battles a fallen soul has to endure. And therefore it isn't true that because of his perfect soul it had been easier for the man Jesus to accomplish this act of salvation. On the contrary, because it was pure and without sin, his soul suffered far more in the immature environment. His pure soul reacted exceedingly sensitively towards sin, towards everything that due to the adversary's influence inundated him on part of his fellow human beings. The darkness which the soul of light had to stay in caused it indescribable pain, and yet, it was filled by burning love for this sinful human race and wanted to redeem it from sin and death. So although everything of a satanic nature crowded Jesus' soul, it nevertheless did not succeed in making Jesus himself fall into sin. He withstood all temptations. He fought against his adversary as well as against everything unspiritual pestering him. His love for his brothers in need did not diminish, and he also succeeded in spiritualizing his body's unspiritual substances through love, which constantly increased, and so filled the man Jesus that the eternal love itself took possession of him, which would never have been able to manifest itself in a sinful soul without causing it to perish. Why won't you humans accept these words? He sent his son to earth. Single quote. That which comes from him is perfect, and thus it is said, he came down to earth and not, he ascended from the abyss. Single quote. Although Jesus' soul was surrounded by satanic elements to a great extent, they approached his soul from outside, and his soul nevertheless resisted them and did not allow itself to fall as God's adversary had intended. Regardless of whether he was pestered by his body's immature substances, or whether unredeemed beings were trying to cling to him as Satan's emissaries, his pure soul resisted and fended off everything of a satanic nature, whereas it matured its body's immature spiritual substances so that it was able to join the soul in a spiritualized state when Jesus had accomplished his act of love. As soon the soul entered the realm of darkness, it was subjected to satanic forces, yet it did not succumb to them. It resisted them instead because it was full of love, and this love provided it with the strength to persevere until the end. However, the soul brought love along from above. It did not sacrifice love. Instead, It united itself increasingly more with the eternal love, and thus the unification took place, which should be every person's ultimate goal on earth. Jesus, the human being, deified himself on earth through his great love and his extreme suffering and agonizing death. Yet he, too, had to struggle in order to attain this deification. It did not come any easier to him than any other person, for people also possess the divine spark of love and can constantly nourish and fan it into a bright flame. They can appeal to Jesus for help, whereas Jesus only ever drew strength from love, but this love sheltering within him was God himself. And then again, God was only able to shelter in a being without sin. He would never have been able to enter a fallen soul which had traveled the path of ascent through the creations, a soul which had once fallen away from him and rejected his love. After all, this had been the original sin which burdened all fallen beings, and this original sin would have had to be redeemed first before a union with God was possible again. Therefore, had the soul of the man Jesus been a fallen soul, it would not have been redeemed prior to the crucifixion, and God would never have been able to take abode in it. However, he did shelter in Jesus, for he was the love. God himself had become human. God's human manifestation would never have been possible in any other way, but this is and will remain the greatest mystery of all. A pure being had to accomplish the act of atonement for humanity's original sin, for a fallen being was still subject to God's adversary's rule and would never have been able to muster the strength of detaching itself from the adversary, its prison guard. Now it is possible for a person, because Jesus Christ died on the cross for it. A soul of light had to take up the battle against the adversary, and Jesus won this battle because his strength was love, because he waged this battle in unity with God himself, the eternal love, and thus God himself redeemed the human race from sin and death. You humans need to be given the relevant information, for mistaken opinions will also lead to mistaken conclusions. Lucifer would not have had to fight against Jesus had he been in command of him. And every fallen soul is still subject to the adversary's control, until it is redeemed by Jesus Christ. No fallen soul would ever have succeeded in defeating the adversary. The act of salvation had not been accomplished as yet, therefore Jesus' battle would have been unsuccessful, for a fallen being which had once resisted God's strength of love had indeed received a tiny spark of love from God, but it would never have fanned it into a bright flame because the adversary would have stopped it and because the being itself was too weak. You humans should understand that you lose yourselves in wrong thoughts if you don't let go of this opinion that Jesus' soul is Satan's share, thus once a fallen away spiritual being. With this point of view you would only make the problem of God's human manifestation even more incomprehensible and questionable. And therefore the pure truth must be repeatedly presented to you. For only the truth will enlighten you correctly, and the truth will only ever come forth from God himself. Amen.